Hello, Explorers. Welcome back. Did you know that every conversation, every interaction carries within it a hint of negotiation? And I'm not talking about haggling over a price or signing a big business deal. Every day you negotiate, be it for an extra 10 minutes of sleep or deciding where to eat for dinner. It's an art. And today we'll introduce to you some negotiation strategies based on real research that can both elevate your personal and professional interactions. So if you're ready, let's get started. We'll be right back after this short break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Imagine a sunlit car dealership, the scent of fresh rubber, and a salesman's practiced smile. You're about to discuss the price of that car that you've been eyeing. The suspense is palpable. Who'll make the first move? Research by Galinsky and Musswayer suggests that initiating a negotiation can actually be advantageous, setting the tone for the rest of the conversation. They termed it anchoring, and its impact is far-reaching. But there's more. Beyond just numbers, negotiation is a ballet of psychology, strategy, and communication. Ever wondered how some people always seem to get their way? Well, today, you're in for a treat. We're dissecting these strategies, peeling back the layers, understanding the why behind every how. So if you've ever felt out of depth while discussing terms at work, or even trying to decide which movie to watch with friends, hang tight. Today, in this lesson, you'll learn the tools to navigate these waters with confidence and finesse. So before we continue, I'd love to let you know about our very own communication platform. It's called the Explorning Academy, and our mission is simple yet profound. Equip you with unparalleled communication skills, increase your social fluency, and drive away those nerve-wracking moments of social apprehension and awkwardness. Here, we lay down a path for you to walk confidently in any social scenario to get that dream job or form lasting friendships. Dive in, Explorers, and let's journey together. You can sign up by going to academy.exploring.co. Can't wait to see you there. All right, Explorers, so let's roll up our sleeves and get into the trenches of negotiation. Now, I know what you're thinking. Negotiation, that's for CEOs and diplomats. But hang on a sec. Negotiation isn't just about boardrooms and treaties. It's for those day-to-day exchanges that we often don't even recognize. Picture this. Your friend wants Italian for dinner, but you're craving sushi. That's negotiation. Your little niece wants to watch cartoons, but you want to catch the game. Yep, that's negotiation too. Fisher and Urey got it right back in 1981 with their game changer, Getting to Yes, when they showed us negotiation is as common as your morning coffee. Let's kick things off with preparation. Thompson's 2004 work made a powerful point. To win the game, you've got to prepare for it. So before you jump in, do your homework. What's your game plan? What's theirs likely to be? Walk in their shoes for a bit and anticipate their play. When you truly understand where the other side is coming from, you've got the edge. On to positive attitude. Now, negotiations aren't battlefields. No need for armor and shields. Dr. Daniel Ames' 2015 research threw a spotlight on the magic of a cooperative mindset. It's like walking into a room and setting the thermostat to warm. It fosters trust, rapport, and outcomes where everyone feels like they've hit the jackpot. All right, about active listening. This isn't just nodding while you wait for your turn to speak. No. Nichols nailed it in 1957, suggesting that real listening is about diving deep into the other person's words, ensuring you're swimming in the same direction. Rephrase what they say, ask the right questions, and show genuine curiosity. And hey, when you do talk, make it count. Clear and assertive communication is where it's at. Ames and Wozelek in 2003 highlighted the essence of getting your point across without coming off as overbearing. Personality and social psychology. Speak your truth, but lace it with respect and rationale. Lastly, remember, the negotiation table isn't a seesaw where one goes up and the other one goes down. Being open to compromise means sometimes meeting in the middle, sometimes swinging to their side or having them swing to yours. Like Fisher and Urey pointed out, it's not about grabbing the most slices, but about baking a bigger pie together. There's more juice to squeeze from the negotiation fruit, but for now, chew on these and get ready to finesse your next deal. Negotiation is not restricted to boardrooms or diplomatic tables, as we said. It's intertwined with our daily interactions. So consider your last discussion about dividing household chores or your recent salary negotiation. Did you realize how you use these principles without consciously even knowing? This highlights the importance of understanding and refining our negotiation skills. Better negotiators aren't just successful in their professional lives, but they also navigate personal relationships more effectively. The art of negotiation is about understanding others, communicating effectively, being flexible, and aiming for mutually beneficial solutions. It's not about winning. It's about finding common ground, fostering relationships, and creating a positive impact. But remember, learning is a journey, not a destination. So let's take a moment to appreciate how far we've come and look forward to becoming even better communicators. I hope that you found these insights valuable and are as excited as I am to put them into practice. Negotiation isn't just a skill. It's a lifelong art that is constantly evolving. Keep learning, keep growing, and most importantly, keep exploring. Now it's your turn, Explorers. Head on over to Exploring Academy, practice these strategies, and become a negotiation ninja. And remember, you're not just learning, you're exploring. That's all for me today, Explorers. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe so you won't miss our next exciting exploration into the world of effective communication. Remember, everyone can talk, but not everyone can communicate. So keep exploring, and I'll see you next time.